Let's begin today with a little absurdity. Let's say an investment firm phoned a very wealthy person and asked him to let them invest all his money. I'm sure the rich man would ask, "And what would my return be on this investment?" And then would come the shocker. "Oh, yes, sir, we've expected you would ask that question. And we have an answer. Based on our research, we can guarantee that you will lose no more than $50,000 a year. Yes, sir, you can count on it. Let us take control of your money, and in a few years, you will be broke." The man would probably say, "You got to be kidding. Thanks a lot, but I'm inclined to decline your offer. I don't like the results." Now, Christian, if we have only one life to invest, we'd better ask about the bottom line. What does God promise to those who follow Christ? Four great results are mentioned in John chapter 15, the abiding chapter. First, Jesus says, "He that abides in me, and I in him, brings forth much fruit." Christian, do you want a fruitful life? Then you must learn to abide, to live in close, intimate fellowship with Christ. Prayer and Bible reading are musts. Secondly, he promises answers to prayer. Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done for you." Third, joy. Jesus goes on to say, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." And fourth, he mentions love. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love." Now think of it, a life enveloped in the love of God. And then he summarizes, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Now, friend, how do you like those dividends? Answers to prayer, joy, love, and lasting, abiding fruit. What investor could turn that down? These are the kinds of results the world wishes it could purchase with money, but it comes only one way, by abiding in Christ. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.